This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing a powerful teaching titled When They Saw Him under the subtitle The Power of the Word. Today he brings it all together in this exciting recap.
Mark chapter 3 verse 10 and 11 is our key scripture. It says, for he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him to touch him. That is Jesus. As many had plagues. Then verse 11 says, for unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, thou art the Son of God. When they saw him, when demons see Jesus, they fall down. I've been sharing with you that all we need is we need the presence of God for Jesus to appear in a place. For the Spirit of God and the presence of God to be manifest in the spirit realm. You don't even have to see it with your natural eye. Just in the spirit realm, spirits can see it. You know, Jesus was called the carpenter's son. Luke 4:32, he says, they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. 33 says, in the synagogue, there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil. And he began to cry out, saying, what have we to do with you, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know you, who thou art, the Holy One of God. The Pharisees didn't see him. They saw him as a carpenter. The scribes didn't see him, but the demon saw him. Today, may every demon in your life see him. Amen. Not his physical identity, but his spiritual identity. The minute they saw him, they started crying. I want to speak on the power of the word. That's what I mean, the power of the word. One thing that makes the spirit real, see Jesus manifested in us, is the word of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 15, Paul said, even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their hearts. When he says Moses, he's talking about the five books of Moses, from Genesis to Deuteronomy. And he says that the people in his time, when they read the five books of Moses, they don't understand it. And it is still true today. You know, in the original Bible, there are no chapters and verses. The chapters and verses were introduced by some English people somewhere along the line. So actually, it continues. Then it says in chapter 4, verse 1, therefore, seeing we have received this ministry, we faint not. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. He said, we are not reading, just reading the Bible. He said, we are also manifesting it. We are living it, and people can see that, yes, by our lifestyle, the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we behave in every situation, he said, we manifest the word of God practically. We are living epistles. Hallelujah. Verse 3. Then it says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Verse 4. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel, which is the image of God, should shine upon them. In other words, the devil doesn't want you to read the Bible, because when you read the Bible, Jesus will appear in you. He doesn't want people to see you like that way at all. Because if you read it spiritually, the Bible says, the light of the glorious gospel, which is the image, when they saw him. In the realm of the spirit, you begin to look like Jesus. Verse 5. But we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake. Verse 6. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. What does it mean? It says, as we soak the word of God, our hearts, a certain spiritual light begins to emit. And it says, that spiritual light that will begin to shine, it says, that light is the glory of God. In other words, when you see God, that's how he looks like. God is light. And knowledge about God releases this image. So in the realm of the spirit, you begin to take on the form of some kind of light. And this light is the image of God. So now, I want to tell you four things, and we'll close from this scripture. Number one, we are told that every one of us have received a certain ministry. What ministry is that? To look like Jesus. Before, if you read 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, we all, with open faces, beholding us in a glass, the glory of God, are changed into the same image. In other words, as we read the word of God, we are supposed to change and look like Jesus. Then goes to the next verse. It says, therefore means because of this, because of what I just said. What did he just say? He says that we are supposed to look like Jesus. Saying we have received this ministry. Let me tell you something. The ultimate ministry is to look like Jesus. The ultimate ministry is not to preach. Preaching is part of the ministry, but that is not the ultimate aim. Number two, what does Jesus look like? What does he look like? You know, when you study the Bible, you realize that God has many forms. In Mark 16:12, the Bible says, when he met the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, after he resurrected, the Bible says, after this, he appeared in another form to two of his disciples as they walked and went into the country. So even as a human being, when he resurrected, the Bible says the way he appeared, he looked like somebody else. Many forms. But here, the form that the Bible talks about is that it says God is light. That's why it says, let the light. Then it says the light that shines in our hearts. So one of the definitions of God, it was John. You know, John was the best friend of Jesus. And he said Jesus had told him how he looks like in heaven. So Paul said, in Acts 26 verse 12, Paul saw Jesus. He said, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light above the brightness of the sun. And when we're all falling to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me in the Hebrew tongue. This is Paul's description. He said he saw a figure. That figure was made out of light. And he said the light started talking. He asked the light, who are you? And the light said, I am Jesus. That's why I say, God is light. So how does God look like? Well, in one of his forms, he looks like a man made out of light. That's how he looks like. And Paul said, as you and I, we also live by the word of God in the realm of the spirit, because God is light, you too, you begin to shine. Put your hands together for Jesus. What a wonderful Lord is said. When you begin to shine, when demons see that light, they begin to run. You know, in 2 Thessalonians, the Bible talks about how God will destroy the Antichrist. It says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, the Lord will destroy him with the spirit of his mouth and with the brightness of his coming. In other words, when he opens his mouth, the Holy Ghost will move. Not only that, he said, because he's made out of light, he said, this light, it carries some type of power. He said, and when that light begins to shine, it will destroy the Antichrist completely. So, when they saw him, when you and I begin to meditate on God's word, we begin to live by it, what happens is that this light is not visible to the natural eye. This light begins to shine. But that light is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It destroys demons. The day that light will begin to burn brightly around you, no evil spirit can come and sleep with you in the night. Number three, I'm closing. What are we going to do for this light to shine? What are we going to do? We must live by the word. Paul said, by manifestation of the truth. Not only that, the things that are not consistent to the word of God, we must stop them. It says, not walking in craftiness or dishonesty, but by manifestation of the truth. To manifest means to make visible to the senses. In other words, we must live it so that even if people don't read the Bible, they can see God's word in us. You are our epistles, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. We have to live by God's word.
Join us same time Monday for another powerful session with Kakwabeden.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today I have a special message for you. And I want to encourage you to be part of our FUEL. Somebody will say, what is FUEL? Our FUEL, our partners, they fund our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission. And they love the mission. That's FUEL. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries. We cover the whole of Ghana in over 60 stations around Ghana. We cover every blade of grass in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on Air Power. So our message is reaching people, thousands of people, millions of people. My Facebook page, Kakwabeden, has a reach of over 400,000 people. And every week, we're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading a devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you've become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you'll be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you that it doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Kakwabeden, and for our existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now, because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you.
If you'd like to become a partner, send a blank text message to 0249-217272. That's 0249-217272. Or send a WhatsApp message with the word partner to +233 55 700 9010. That's +233 55 700 9010. Or send a Facebook message with the word partner to www.facebook.com/kakrabating.